一般上人有三种方法来解决他的痛苦绝望的问题。
So usually humans we take three approaches to resolve our despair.
请我们确认，我们是不是这样来解决我们的痛苦、绝望或者挫败感呢
？So we need to think through whether we are using all these methods to resolve our despair and our feelings of defeatedness.
各位看你自己，你是怎么从痛苦里面走出来呢
？So you look at yourself. How have you walked out of despair?
你用什么方法呢
？What methods do you use?
一般的人用的方法。就是在痛苦当中，他们需要爱。
So the ordinary person in their despair, they needed love.
所以呢，他知道当没有人给他爱的时候，只有他能够靠的有一些人，就是他的亲人。
So when no one else can give them love, they know they can only depend on their kin.
所以人在痛苦的时候呢，他会靠亲情。
So in a person's despair, they fall back to kinship.
对不对？亲情。有些人说，我们只能相信我们的家人了。
So some people they say we can only believe in our family.
只有危难的时候，谁都不能相信，只能相信家人。
In our trouble, we cannot believe anyone else but our family.
曾经我跟这个我们国家的这个足球队的那个范迪阿曼有一个近距离的接触了。
I had this close contact with our national soccer player Fandi Ahmad.
我的孩子很喜欢踢球，都很仰慕他。
My child really loves soccer and they admire him.
他有一次来他们学校教他们踢球之后，然后给他们一些人生哲学。
So there was once he went to coach my children and gave them some life philosophy.
然后他说。你们要知道人生是什么。虽然你有很多朋友，但是你真的面对危机的时候，最后你只能相信你家人。
So he told them that even though you have a lot of friends, but in the moment of crisis, you can only believe in your family.
我听说他做了很多生意，但是都失败。
I heard that he failed in many businesses that he tried.
他说最后只能相信家人。
So eventually he can only believe in family.
各位，上帝造人的时候呢，有一个最重要的东西，就是人需要关系。
When God created humans, He gives humans the most important thing, and that is humans need relationship.
关系有爱，有信任。
Because in that relationship, there's love and trust.
所以我们很挣扎、很痛苦的时候呢，我们只能靠近那个我们能够信任的。
So in our misery, we can only come close to the one that we can trust.
那虽然那个痛苦不能解决，但是谁能够爱我，谁能够理解我，就很需要那个方面的满足。
Even though you cannot resolve that suffering, but you want to know who can love me, who can help.
所以那个时候呢，我不管，甚至我错也好，我只需要人站在我这个地方，跟我有同样的见解，我就够了。
So even if I'm wrong, I don't care. I just want somebody to be on my side.
所以呢，亲情我们才能够相信。
So we can only trust in kinship.
所以每一个人都会点头说对啊，家人最重要。
So everyone will agree that yes, family is the most important.
每次我看这个 Hollywood movie 的时候呢，我每次最喜欢的就是有这个 family values 啊，带来有一个亲情的一个电影。
Every time I watch the movies, I love those with the family values.
各位有没有发现这种电影看了之后呢，哇，之后很温馨。
So after watching such movies, you feel very warm-hearted.
所以我们觉得就是了。就是了，就需要这个了。
So we tend to feel that yes, that's the thing we need.
但是各位，虽然亲情没有错，这是神造的，但是你会发现一个现实。
Although there's nothing wrong with kinship because it's also created by God, but you will realize there's a reality.
因为当你最爱的人，你最信任的人，如果他叫你失望，他不能站在你那边的时候呢，你会更加的受伤。
Because if the one that you trusted and you love, if the person cannot stand on your side and the person disappoint you, you'll be even more wounded.
各位有经历过这个吗？
Have you experienced this?
人是有限的。
Man is limited.
他爱你，但是不能完全的帮助你，对不对？
He can love you, but he cannot help you.
或者你的父母、你的家人很爱你，但是呢，到了一个时候，他要离开你的身边的时候，没有办法，人都有一死，对不对？那时候你的痛苦是极限的。
Or your family could have loved you a lot, but up to a point, he has to depart from you because everyone will face death. And by then, your misery will be.
对，我们很多人知道这个，还是我们亲情很重要。
So a lot of people know this, but we still value kinship a lot.
我们用这个来解除我们的痛苦。
And we try to use kinship to
resolve our despair. 那另外一个是什么东西呢？另外一个我们通常用来解决我们的痛苦的就是。我们要告诉自己，我们要振作起来，不能消沉下去。
Another way by which we try to walk out of our despair is we tell ourselves we need to brace up and we should not continue to be depressed.
Believe in yourself. 你要看重自己，那别人才会看重你。
So we say we need to value ourselves and others then will value us.
你是可以的，你是可爱的。
You can do it. You are adorable.
你是有潜能的。
You have the potential.
把你换成我，我讲我是有潜能的，我是可以的。
So you change the you into I, you say I am good. I can do it.
所以各位会发现，这个现在这现在的人一直很喜欢读的书是这个 self-help, self-improvement 的书啊。So
many people they like to look at self-help books nowadays.
我去中国的时候呢，我发现现在最提倡的就正能量的东西。And
when I went to China, they like to advocate positive energy.
这个传销 MLM 都是讲这个正能量的东西。Even
marketing they talk a lot about positive energy.
相信你自己,
Believe in yourself.
发挥你的潜能,
unleash your potential.
当然我不是反对人要乐观一点, 但是我们都知道人需要这方面的一些鼓励。
I'm not against people trying to be optimistic, and we know that humans, we need this kind of positive encouragement.
人性知道我受到有一点鼓励或者积极正面的话的时候呢，我比较有力量，能够动起来。
We tend to be strengthened when we receive positive encouragement.
所以有时候我们刺激我们的孩子的时候呢，你好好读书啊，你自己是可以读的。
So sometimes we try to inspire our children and say, you can do it, you can study well.
那他读不了的时候，你说，那你好好读，你读得好，说人，你也看得起自己，别人也看得起你自己，对不对？
So we always tell our children, if you can study well, you can look up to yourself and others will also value you.
那后来他还是不能，你就尽量给他很多 positive thinking 的东西，然后叫他有正面的看自己。
And so when your children still cannot do it, you keep giving them a lot of positive energy.
各位，好不好这个东西？
Is that good?
各位一定要问你自己，当我们。 其实有形无形，他常常要给 positive， 好听讲好听的话给人，正面的话给人听。
So indirectly or directly, we always want to give others the positive energy and words.
当然，人都喜欢听这方面的话，好听的话，对不对？有谁喜欢听不好听的话？我也喜欢啊。
Of course, we all like to hear pleasant words. Everyone loves it.
但是你一定要面对一个事实：当人只能听好听鼓励的话的时候呢，他有一天发现他不能承受失败。
But you have to face a reality because if a person can only receive positive words, one day he realizes he cannot take setbacks.
你到工作去的时候，人人都会跟你讲好听的话吗？
If you go to the office, can everyone tell you good things?
你做错事的时候，老板讲 very good, never mind, keep it up. Okay, let's do this again. You know,
When you make mistakes, will your boss tell you never mind, keep it up?
他说 you better get this right next time. 对不对？你最好下次做得好啊，老板必定会这样讲。 所以，如果一个人只有听 positive 的东西，他能够承受这一切现实吗
？So if a person can only take in the positive words, can he withstand the reality?
各位，你要知道 positive thinking 的有一个潜在的危险。There
is a latent danger within positive thinking.
各位，曾经在悉尼，就好几年前发生一件事情。Few
years back in Sydney.
有一个女孩子呢，她就参加了一个 self-help 的那个课程，那个 seminar， 讲 positive thinking 的。A
girl attended a positive thinking seminar.
那她参加了之后呢，两天之后呢，她从楼上跳下来了。But
two days later, she committed suicide by jumping from a building.
那为什么呢
？Why is that so？
那个很多的专家就研究这件事，到底为什么
？So many experts try to understand this situation.
那他参加这个 self help 的时候的，这个 self help 的人一直告诉他，讲我是有潜能，我是可爱的，我是能做到的。So
in the self help seminar, everyone keep telling her to repeat and say that I can do it, I am able.
所以她很 depressed， 她看到自己很差，什么东西都没有别人好。
So she's very depressed and she feels she's very lousy and she cannot compare to others.
所以她这样麻醉自己之后呢？ 然后呢，有两天之后呢，他在他的公司。So
two days later in her office.
那他站在窗口面前。She
stand before the window.
然后他一直跟自己讲很多的话。So
she kept talking to herself.
然后她叫她的丈夫的名字，她的丈夫的名字叫 David， 我们这边很多人叫 David 哦。
And she cried out, she called out her husband's name.
她讲两句两次 ，David 我爱你 ，David 我爱你，然后她跳下去了。And
she proclaimed twice that she loved her hubby, and then she jumped.
各位，这个是在 internet， 你都可以看，在报纸上都可以看到的。
And this is what we can read from the news.
那为什么这样啊
？Why is that so？
所以有专家他就说了，当一个人一直麻醉自己的时候呢，说自己是能的，自己是好的，自己有潜能的。So
an expert explained that if a person keep drowning himself with this thought that he's able, he's good.
那他大脑的中心其实无形当中产生出更多的惧怕。
In the center of his brain, actually, indirectly, more fear is evoked.因为他更要用力催眠自己，说自己是能的时候呢，但是潜意识里面发现他越不能。Because he has to exert more strength to bluff himself that he is able.
到了一个地步，他崩溃了，然后他就。
So up to a point, she will break down and then she commits suicide.
当然不是每一个人是这样。
Of course, not everyone is like that.
但是你要知道这个潜在危险，当人信自己的时候的有一个潜在危险。
But we must know this hidden danger when we believe in ourselves.
哦，这是一个真实的故事。
And that is a real story.
所以我们很多做父母的，我看到今天他们就是要给自己的孩子很多这种 positive mindset 的话呢，各位你要知道那个危险。
But I saw that a lot of parents are trying to give their children this positive mindset. We need to be aware of the danger.
绝对不能靠自己来解除他的痛苦。
So humans absolutely cannot depend on ourselves to remove our despair.
还有第三个，我快快讲哦。还有人用什么方法呢
？And the third way.
所以现代很盛行这个方法。
Which is very popular nowadays.
你现在很痛苦、很绝望吗？
Are you very miserable
no,
now?
我告诉你，你起来，你帮助人。你行善啊 ，you will feel good after that.
Let me tell you, get up, you do good works, and you will feel good after that.
你去孤儿院帮忙一下啊，然后你拿钱出来捐给穷人啊。
You go and help out at the orphanage, and you donate some money.
为什么要行善？为什么要帮助人呢
？Why do we need to do good and help others?
因为你看到旁边的人，因为你有幸福了，被帮助的时候，你感受会好一点。You feel you are useful.
When you see that others receive help and they are blissful because of your efforts, you will feel good.
你感觉自己是有用的。
And you feel that you are useful.
为什么？因为这个就是为什么行善呢？原来这个里面的一个隐藏的动机，就是要把自己里面的痛拿走，对不对？
So the internal motive behind the doing good is to remove our pain.
各位知道吗？这个里面有一个宗教的观念了。
So within this, there's this ideology of religion.
宗教的观念里面就是叫人行善要积德了。
Because the ideology of religion is to make people do good.
很多人说对我积德的时候呢，我会感觉到从我一开始做好事的时候，我从我的痛苦的那个注意力被拿走。
So a lot of people will say that when we do good, we will divert our attention from our pain.
我不会 self-absorb.
I will not fall into self-absorb.
所以呢，那个时候我会出来，我会出来，然后呢，得释放。
And I can be liberated.
现在很多人相信这个。
So many people believe this nowadays.
所以这个社会很多人做好事，开始做好事。
So in the society, many people are doing good.
帮助人。
They're helping others.
来帮助自己。
In order to help themselves.
但是各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这人真的很奇妙啊。人真的有这个推断理性的推断力，还有这个灵性的感应力。
So humans, we have this deductive mind, and we have this sense in our spirit.
他会用这些方法，来叫自己得痛苦当中得释放、得解脱的。
So humans use all these kind of methods to free ourselves from our pain.
各位，当然你可以想，你有自己的方法，但是我跟你说，一般上人都用这个东西。
Generally, most people use all these methods.
因为感觉最有效。
Because it seems to be the most effective.
但是我今天告诉你，圣经告诉我们一个很重要的话。
But today, let me tell you, there's an important news that the Bible tells us.
人绝对不能靠自己，用人自己解除那个痛苦的法。
So humans definitely cannot depend on ourselves to remove our despair.
为什么？因为人的痛苦是跟罪有关系的。
Why? Because humans' despair is got to do with